We close our time together here in the service with the singing of Beautiful Savior.
Yep.
Oh, yes, absolutely you can, Kay. Yep, we talked about that before. Before we do that, we're going to have a letter read. Kay's going to do that. Thanks, Kay.
This is a letter from my cousin Kathy that Karen and I grew up with and traveled with and had great times with. Anyway, she couldn't be here today because she lives far enough away that, and the weather's bad enough that she doesn't like to chance it. So she sent me this letter. She says, "I'm so sorry I can't be with you today. We have been such an important part of each other's lives since before we were born, really because of our parents' love for each other. My fondest childhood memories are of our multiple Christmases and vacations spent together. So many wonderful memories, too numerous to tell. You know, when the relatives came. As you pay tribute to Aunt Ruth today, I want to share just a few of my thoughts. Being with Aunt Ruth was always just so natural and comfortable for me, like another mother. I'm sure that was because she was a lot like my mother, her sister Eva. A few times when she was here in Le Grand, she would be mistaken for Mom and would just play along with it. They had so much fun with each other that it made it fun for us. She was a great cook. I always looked forward to getting to her house to see what delicious goodies she would have for us. And meals too, of course. But my most tender memory of her was when I was 10 years old. I stayed with the Smith family for a month that summer because my parents were doing a major remodel on our house. I had a great time, but at one point during the visit, I got homesick. I remember Aunt Ruth sitting on the edge of my bed that night, just holding me as I cried. It was such a comfort, and that ended my homesickness. I was fine the rest of this day. As I think of Aunt Ruth, I am filled with love we all shared. I will miss her as I miss Uncle Smitty. But as I said at his funeral, I take comfort in knowing she is with all her family again, and especially with my mom and dad watching over us as they always have. What a wonderful reunion, right? My love to you all, your cousin Kathy."